You're driving.
I don't sing.
You're driving.
You got to do the Ring
of
Kings.
No, you want to sit in the driver's seat and work the control board.
I gave you the option.
You have to sing. Go on.
We're not going to sing then.
Get it.
I'm not going to sing.
Come on, just one time.
No.
Come on, just one
time. No way.
You know how it goes.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets.
That's not how it goes. You have
I'm
to sing
it.
Oh, why didn't I hear?
That was your job. See, you would have done so much better than me.
Huh?
You would have done so much better than I.
Oh. Okay, go ahead and sing it now. Because that was the rap version.
I'm not going to sing it. Stop it. You're going to waste the whole show on this.
Okay.
You do not like sitting over there.
I don't know how to sit over here.
This is all you did when you worked radio.
I know. And usually I sit there quiet because the other guy did all the talking.
Do you want to switch spots?
No, not at all. No.
I just got done recording two girls.
And a bottle of wine.
And a bottle of wine.
And it's posted.
Nobody's going to listen.
No, it's... Okay, let's talk about that for a second. Because I actually had somebody in Vegas come up to me after a show and ask if you were there because you... They had posted about coming to Vegas and they listened to...
Who was it?
Huh?
Who was it?
I wish I could remember his name.
Was my
mother
there?
I feel horrible now. It's going to... Oh, gosh, you should have brought this up because now I can't think of the name. I'd
when was it? And, what night?
Sunday night.
Oh, after
yeah.
I left?
Yeah, it was after you got... I'm going to go back to the room. Huh?
Was it Frank?
No, it wasn't Frank. It was one of the listeners of the podcast.
Hmm.
I feel horrible.
He didn't listen last week because there were audio issues, and I didn't hear about it until 7 days after I posted it. Obviously, people aren't listening.
No, they're listening.
You can't argue with me. There's no argument.
It said 40
better.
On your podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, it said 40. So that means 40 people
tried to hit play and didn't say, "Oh, something's broken. I should comment about it."
Well, didn't somebody finally say something to you?
7 days later.
But they finally said something to you. They probably kept thinking, "Wonder when she's going to put this up. I wonder when she's going to check her own podcast. Wonder when she's going to..."
Like I told you, very stressed, very busy, and if people aren't going to listen...
Didn't mean they didn't listen, it means they attempted to. See how the girl brain works there?
Yep.
They attempted to. You probably, the first thing you hear would like, "Oh, look, these people tried to listen. I should have checked my podcast to make sure it was..."
Yeah.
But you went like, "Nobody listens." See the negative part of the...
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I know, I'm turning into a negative Nancy, and I don't like it.
You're not normally like that. You even have a board outside your cubicle at work that you quote, colorful quotes. You even use colorful pens to write colorful quotes like, "Life is hard, move the hell on," things like that, don't you?
Right. It's to be motivating, but I just have been negative Nancy. Work's just been, and I keep catching myself. Like, I want to stop and be like, "I'm sorry, rewind, I should have answered that in a better tone."
You don't answer your phone. You don't text back people. You just... Are you okay?
What do you mean I don't text back?
I'm teasing. Because you said the other day, like, phone was ringing. "I don't want to get it." Like, you don't even know who it is and you don't want to get
no,
it.
No, I knew who it was.
Oh.
Yeah. I was in the middle of
a text... Oh, so you're screening. You're visually screening.
I was in the middle of having a text conversation with someone, and then in the middle of it, they decide they want to call me.
Oh, that is so wrong. Who doesn't know the rules of that? Some people, though...
I was not in the mood.
Can't text well, you know, so they go, "Oh, they're obviously at their phone. I'll call them." That is not the way it's done.
So I didn't answer, and I continued the text message conversation, and it went on for another hour.
Did you say, "I'm ignoring your call"?
Mm-mm. Did not acknowledge.
Was it not acknowledged at
all?
Not
at all. By either one of us.
That's weird. Now that part's weird.
I'm like, "Nope, rejected. Carry on." I was not feeling well. Vegas made me tired.
That's what it does. It just makes you go, 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 go. But you didn't. You got there and went, and drank, and then passed out and slept all day. And then...
decided I didn't want to do that again.
Yeah.
But our first night, my first night there, you had been there for a while. I had gotten up at 4 a.m. the morning before I flew out
because
I wanted to make sure I was packed. I wanted to make sure my hair looked good. I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything. And we didn't end up going to bed until 4 a.m. the next morning.
Well, whose fault is that?
24 hours.
Whose fault is that?
It is Southwest.
Huh?
Because I got in much later than anticipated.
Oh, they did jack your flight up.
Thankfully, I have Netflix. Or you have Netflix, and let me share your account.
Well, I can be mad. How am I trying to say this? I can be angry with Frontier now because they've turned into Spirit Air, charging for everything.
Everything.
Everything. I spent almost as much on luggage this trip as the ticket.
Mm-hmm. And you had your girlfriend out, so that was even more expensive.
And
did you make any money this
week? I didn't make any money.
Really?
No, nothing.
None?
No. Hopefully I'll be able to. Look at the look on your face. No, I made money. I'm just teasing you.
Like, dang.
But it was mostly, like, outcomes instead of income.
What does that mean?
That means we spent a bunch of the paycheck.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's what you do sometimes. You don't go all the time. You had to go to the ACM Awards.
Right.
Academy of Country Music.
Right. It was fun. It was a fun Vegas experience. We didn't really do much.
You went to the ACMs.
I know, but
are you avoiding talking about the ACMs?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Why don't we talk about that? Oh, we didn't do trivia yet.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk about the ACMs. Okay.
Bad morning show trivia.
Bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia. Bad morning show. Bad morning show trivia. How many eyes do grasshoppers have?
One.
You're not supposed to answer it yet.
Oh.
Boy, you haven't played this game in a while.
Where have you been?
Don't Google the answer.
No Googling.
How many eyes do grasshoppers have? And we'll let you know at the end of the show. So stay tuned. All right. Now back to the ACMs. Why don't you want to talk about the ACMs?
I had an amazing time. It was a wonderful show, but I don't want to hear what you have to say about it.
I'm trying to hear what you have to say about it.
It was amazing. The beginning monologue made me laugh. Luke Bryan and Blake Shelton should always host the ACM Awards, as long as they're funny. They came out as Daft Punk, which was hilarious. I posted the skit on my Facebook.
They started like that?
No.
Oh.
I posted on my Facebook. Miranda Lambert has lost, I read an article that said 20 pounds.
She's lost more than that.
She's only 5'4". And so she's like, people think I've lost all this weight and I've only lost.
I think she's had surgery. Her face looks different. Her eyes look different. It's like her eyes have slid together.
If you notice the before and after, like, her face is much thinner. She lost weight. When you're 5'4", you lose weight in all areas of your body. And she said it's because she replaced one meal, breakfast, with green juice.
Mm-hmm.
And started doing cardio and circuit training. Anyway, she looked amazing. She broke a record by winning her 5th in a row Female Artist of the Year. Male artist was Jason Aldean, Entertainer of the Year, George Strait. And I got to see all of them live. It was amazing.
And you got to see Merle.
I got to see Merle Haggard. Yeah, George Strait and Miranda did a tribute to him.
How come they didn't let him sing, though?
Maybe he didn't want to. It was his 77th birthday. The whole crowd sang happy birthday to him. It was a tearful moment.
Did you sing happy birthday?
Of course I did.
You did?
I sang happy
You won't
birthday.
Even sing the theme song of the show, and you sang to Merle.
There were 18,000 people
So you
singing.
Felt like you were drowned out.
Yeah. No one could hear me.
Except the person next to you.
Right. And I think she was drunk.
Was she a woo girl?
There was a woo girl, yes. Right there. And I stood up because I had to use the little girl's room. And she stood up and she almost fell over the seats in front of us.
Into the people or over a balcony?
Into the people. But there wasn't anyone there. Like, everyone seemed to take the bathroom break at the same time. And it was when they would cut away to Mandalay Bay.
Well, yeah, they always seem to get up and go when they get the chance.
She about toppled.
Did you get trapped?
I saved her. I physically...
You grabbed her?
Wrapped my arms around another woman and grabbed her. Yes.
What'd you grab? What part?
Stop it. Her waist.
Oh. You had the chance to grab and you didn't go for it?
I'm not a you. Yeah.
So did you go to the bathroom and get trapped where they wouldn't let you back in your seat because the show had already come back at any point?
Yes. But I was very quick. I found the bathroom that had no line and I was in.
How's that possible?
And out.
Well, it must have been a men's room then.
No, it was right around the corner. No one knew about it because I went to the main bathroom and I'm like, oh, hell no. I'd miss half the show. So I walked all the way around, almost to where the sound guys were, and there was a bathroom, no line at all.
Very good.
Yeah. It was an amazing show.
But then they
said,
wait, mm-hmm. wait, can't go back yet. Who was performing that you couldn't get back to see?
Eric Church.
You missed Eric's performance because you had to TT?
Uh-huh. That's why I didn't have a single drop of liquid the rest of the show.
Didn't that just break your heart? Because he's like your favorite.
No, he sang a slow one. He's saying, give me back my hometown.
Speaking of Eric Church, somebody told me the other day
that
they were talking about pot, marijuana, Mary Jane, skunk, whatever, chronic, all the, you know.
That was part of the beginning monologue.
Of his?
No, of Blake and Luke.
It was?
They made fun of Eric. Yeah, talk about the differences in the last year about like gay marriage and pot being legalized and how if you wanted that, you could probably just go to Eric Church's dressing room.
Oh, see, I didn't know that, but somebody the other day when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, was talking about getting chiefed. Oh, chief. And I went, chief, that's the name of Eric Church's album. I wonder if they're tied together. But I remember a picture of an Indian chief, big chief tablet or something on the cover of his album, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
But I put the two and two together, and I think it had something to do with
marijuana.
Eric's eyes being red all the time and hiding behind sunglasses.
He cut his hair.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Like really short?
It's pretty short.
Like?
Not shaved, but it's pretty short. It's like Dylan short.
Oh, that's almost shaved.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's pretty close. It's not Eric Church hair. But I'm adjusting, and I'm good.
Is he losing his hair, so he's cutting it off?
No. Oh. Mm-mm. Not at all. Tim and Faith performed. It was beautiful.
Rascal Flatts?
Lip sang. I don't. I'm over him.
Are you?
I am done with Rascal Flatts. I have been for a while, and it wasn't until I saw them just butcher their ACM performance. I'm like, their songs rewind, and I'm like, where's the fast forward button?
Oh, is it not a good? Is it not a good song? Lip sync or not?
No, it's a great song, but I don't like them. I don't want to support them.
Well, they came out today with that letter. I don't know if I saw it. I don't know if I posted it.
It was everywhere.
And it's like, yes, we lost. He lost his voice, and we had to do what we had to do. And
right, whatever.
And I'm over. But did it seem like they waited a few days to see if there was any backlash?
They were probably very hungover yesterday.
Oh.
And then today they had to address the reality.
Because you ran into Brett Eldredge on your airplane, and you said he looked like he might be.
I did not run into him. I stayed away from him. But yes, he looked like he may have been a little rough around the edges. He was carrying a Gatorade, and yeah, looked a little tired. But wouldn't you, you know, if you were a drinker still, and you were nominated for New Artist, and all the hype and fun.
Probably. If you were still a partier and you were in a party town with a party atmosphere.
And you're nominated for Academy of Country Music Award.
For a big award. Yeah, I might party like a rock star.
Yeah.
Look, I thought we were going to make it through the podcast without that.
Butterbutt.
That damn dog.
I missed
but,
her.
But I think we better hit pause while I grab the dog.
Okay,
be right
pausing.
Back.
Okay, you have the dog.
I got the dog. The dog barking is silent.
This is like opposite day.
What's that?
You're on that side of the table. You're the one that had to go get the dog. You're the one that got peed on when you picked up the dog.
I know. What is up with this
She's
dog?
She's a little dog. She's nervous.
Do they all have that bladder problem? All
I
the little ones like,
Yes, I think so. Imagine how tiny she is and how tiny her bladder is and how big everything else is.
And how tiny her brain is that operates that little tiny bladder.
She's so smart. But I really did miss her when we were in Vegas.
I know. You said that.
A lot. I know.
I've never heard somebody be like, I really miss the dog.
That means I need to get out more.
Yes, you do.
I know. I know I do. So I just saw that you put Pasadena on our calendar, the ice house.
No, it was already there. It got moved.
Oh, when is it now?
It's in November.
So I went to Google you.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled you. And the only tickets that you find when you Google you is a Ticketmaster when you're at Brad's.
That's it? That's the only people?
Yeah, you need to work on that.
Well, I don't.
How
I can't
are
make
people. But you need a website. You have one.
I have one, but I need a webmaster. I'm not very good at.
I thought Chris showed you how to put.
Well, Chris did. Our
Chris Mahoney.
Our semi web friend master. Bader guy.
He showed you
how to. He shows how to do it, but I haven't done it.
Why?
I don't know, because I really have never done the way that he does it, because I'd always just done it like an update with a template, and then he's got it through WordPress, and I've never used WordPress, and he shows me, he goes, look, it's easy. You do this and this and this and this, and you know how if you haven't done it, you go, well, that didn't seem easy, and now I don't remember exactly what I should do, and then I should, but I should sit down. Our friend Colin Flume, who owns Rooster Cat Coffee,
mm-hmm.
he actually told Chuck Roy, another Denver comic,
mm-hmm.
that he would set us down and show us how to use WordPress, because Chuck wants to know how to build a website. So Colin had said, you guys come over one day to the coffee shop, I'll sit you guys down and I'll show you how to do WordPress.
So why haven't you done that?
I've been gone a lot. I'm gone all the time. Isn't that what you complain about?
It's silly. The only tickets are at Brad Garrett's.
I do have people all the time ask.
I know, I see it.
That sentence sound weird. I do have people all the time say, where are you? Where are you performing? Do you have a website so I can find out where you're going to be? But I post on Facebook where I'm going to be.
Yeah, but that timeline feed thing, it all kind of, I think things get skipped.
I do
maybe
too.
If you post, like, I've noticed that when someone posts something that maybe you don't really want to see, you can select, I don't want to see this. Well, does that mean I'm not going to see that person ever again? Or does that mean I'm not going to see posts like similar to that post? But you're pretty controversial with your posting. And if someone didn't stop and think,
uh-huh.
and they're like, I don't want to hear him complain about the country music anymore. Well, they're still your friend, but you might not show up in their timeline anymore.
What? I hadn't thought about that. I'm just saying. I had not thought about that.
So, but if you had a website, like anytime, like I keep stalking Miranda Lambert's website to find out if she's going to book a date in Colorado this year. I'm starting to think it's not going to happen.
Dang. It's kind of like the app. You know, I got the app for, mm-hmm. for iTunes, and you can update the app, and I don't really know how to update the app. So it actually does the Facebook and Twitter feed through the app on iTunes.
Right.
But it would allow you to actually update.
Like your new t-shirts?
Like t-shirts and information, and yeah. you could do alerts to people that have the app. But
who created the app?
I had a guy do it off of Fiverr, a website called Fiverr.
Have you Googled, like, how do you update your app?
No, but I bet you're
constantly looking at your phone. How do you not find ways to be useful with that time?
I am. I'm either writing people back or Twitter or Facebook. Headphone fell off. It's hard to do with one hand because I'm holding a damn dog.
Oh, my God. I just had a meltdown. You God. Guys missed it.
God. Lee. That made me sort of angry for a second.
I could tell. I can't believe the F word didn't fly out of your mouth.
I'm trying to keep this podcast kind of on the family-friendly side for you.
Really? That's yeah. awesome.
Because you always give me the face like, oh, why'd you say that?
I don't
that?
Like when you cuss.
Why'd you
it
say
that? It means you're angry, typically.
It does?
Uh-huh.
No, you can hold it. You already got the dog. You can hold her for the rest of the podcast.
She's trying to climb over the computer.
Don't let her do that.
Don't do it.
All right, I have a question for you. As
you were in the middle of talking.
Was I? About yeah. what? The dog got me. Headphone, dog, distraction.
Okay, you got a question for me. Go for it.
What were we talking about?
Wrinkled sheets.
What about it?
I was going to ask you, what do you like to do when you go to Vegas? What is enjoyably fun for you?
The show, and that's really it. I enjoy going to Vegas and doing my show, but because I don't drink or do anything else, I don't really do anything else.
Blame that on a lot of things. There's a lot of fun stuff to do in Vegas without alcohol or gambling involved.
Like what?
There, you can go downtown. They have uh-huh. the zip line. They have roller coaster rides. They have a little Hawaiian area downtown.
Uh-huh. I've been there. I've done that. I went downtown.
You
I
don't
saw,
think they update?
I've seen the overhead light show.
Wow. How do you get up in the morning?
It's like, hard.
Nothing seems to
It's really hard.
Make you happy anymore it's outside of yourself and your show.
Performing. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
I guess I better try to find some new
fun. You guys gotta find, you gotta enjoy the little things. And just because you've done it 20 years ago, it
might
be different.
Times?
Huh? It might be different now. It might feel different now.
Maybe. Okay, you're right. I should probably I'll give something a like. I enjoyed when I went and had lunch with Max Alexander, the comic, and Mark Germain, Mr. KFI, Mr. KABC. That was fun. That was something to get out of the room and go do. But as far as going and doing things in Vegas, what are you gonna walk the strip again? Everything in Vegas costs money too. That's what another. It's like going to your job. If you went to your office, you go, "Oh, what do I do at my office today?" You do your job.
Right.
Does that make sense? Kind of. If I go out to do something, go to work, I'm there to work. If mm-hmm. I go out, I'm going to end up eating out, spending money, doing something. But if I just stay there and read and watch TV, and I know it sounds boring, but it saves money. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But it sounds boring, doesn't it?
No, it's just, it's how you are, and I'm used to that. It's just, you know, my mini vacation, I feel like we could have done more.
Well, I asked you about doing some stuff, and you were like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of tired. Do you want to stay out? You want to go over to look at, no, I'm kind of.
Yeah.
It was a combo, don't you think?
I mean, honestly. Near the end, I was tired the last day. Yes, I was.
But you really just went for the ACMs. I mean, that was your...
Well, you are getting ready to be gone for a long time. That was also part of it. Spend time with you. Hmm. What?
Okay. I got a question for you.
Okay.
As a former waitress in a strip bar...
I've never been a waitress in a strip bar. Next question.
Well, I had to juice you up a little bit. I just had a question because I saw that somebody had posted, and it made me think about, when you order, like at Chili's, call in an order?
Yes.
And you go to pick it up?
Yes.
What do you tip?
I usually tip 10%.
Would that be okay with you as the waitress?
Yes.
Okay.
As a waitress, there were so many times I did to-go orders and never got tipped.
Did you say anything?
No. Like,
thank you! Really loud or anything? Or?
No. Mm-mm. No, but I don't tip the 20% because minimally they had to like prep it in their to-go stuff. But other than that, they didn't have to give me a drink. They didn't have to make sure my drink was full. They didn't have to greet me, you know.
They didn't have to do anything for that money.
Right.
The reason I kind of jumped at me is I was leaving Vegas the other day. I saw the guy that helps you with the bags mm-hmm. going to the elevator. And then there was another guy that took the bags and said, all right, he'll take you from here.
Okay.
But the guy didn't tip the man that originally got the bag out. So I'm always like confused about, do you just tip everybody that you have some type of contact with? Like, you know, the guy that goes, how many in your party for the cab? Blows a whistle. Boop. Okay. Do you tip him and the guy that's driving the cab? Do you?
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Everybody seems to be, so I'm always wondering if there's just a standard, everybody gets 15% or just give somebody a dollar.
I don't know. I never thought about that. Hmm. They should like post signs.
Or it should be an internet thing that you should look up before you go that says, this is what you
I will
tip.
Never let anyone help me with my luggage outside of my cab driver or shuttle driver.
You don't? When somebody comes out with the little rag, hi, mm-mm. you check it in?
No. Mm-mm.
You say,
I don't want to tip them. Maybe in 50 years when I can't lift my own luggage, there you go. Then I'll tip them.
You don't want to spend the money?
When I'm an able-bodied 32-year-old girl that can lift her own stuff.
Well, see, this is what we were talking about in Vegas. You don't want to spend the money on that. And I understand what you're saying, you're able-bodied. But then you were looking at the menu by the pool, and you're like, $75 for a bottle of Malibu?
Because I knew it was bottle service.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. When people come to Vegas, they want to just be waited on. Like, just whatever. I'm here to party. I'm here to making it rain up in here.
I don't make that kind of money.
I don't either, but I think when people come to Vegas, they want, doesn't matter. It's like, that's right, I'm here. Just bring me the $75 bottle of, let's party by the pool.
Right.
But you and I both look at things like, well, How much does that
cost? That's ridiculous. I just paid $20 for a bottle of Malibu.
I'm not going to give him $5 to carry a bag to my room.
Is that bad to admit?
I don't know. How does it make us sound?
Cheap.
Okay.
That's okay. Hey, guess what? We're cheap. We're thrifty. We're frugal.
I like that word better.
Frugal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It means cheap. Do you tip everybody?
I try to tip most people something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But when you're headlining the comedy club, that
like when you
is
got
probably
the,
a good idea.
Like when you got the $35 burrito for room service of the day.
I did not get a $35 burrito. I got an $18 wrap.
And then what was the French fries? Another
five.
15? What was the
Don't ever offer. I was exhausted, and you're like, just go order room service. Okay, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. And now, this is the third time I've heard of it.
Because I can tell it annoys you, so I keep bringing it up.
It was amazing. It was the best food I had all week.
It was pretty darn good. Yes. Those French fries, what were they? What were those French fries?
I don't even know. They were Parmesan.
They were delicious.
Oh.
But reason I'm even bringing this up, because go back to the tipping, was I wasn't sure, because I didn't have my contact in or my glasses on, when she handed you the thing to sign, she goes, this here, just, everything's there. And I didn't know she meant, like, is her tip included, because
oh.
It's room service, but I added another $5 onto the...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I don't ever want to be, like,
right,
wrong about it.
Right.
Because you asked me, do I tip everybody? That's where that story was going there, because... It's like, yeah, you get something. You did something.
Everybody
here, you get something. Here, you.
Yes. And it'll be a long time before you let me come out to see you on the road again.
Getting $38 burrito.
I did not get a $38 burrito. It was a filet mignon wrap, and it was only $18.
For filet mignon?
I know.
That's what a bargain the Tropicana is.
It was delicious. It was the best meal I had the whole time I was there. It was so amazing.
Good food. It's a very nice hotel. You don't like the lighting.
No, my gosh, it's horrible.
I don't want to slam the casino that
and
I work
cold.
For. But you don't like the light. It's resort lighting.
I didn't like it.
It's very much like, you know, you're at the beachy kind of bright and color. The colors are cheerful.
They should have it warmer if it's going to be at the beach.
Not temperature-wise.
It was cold. We'd go from Tropicana to the MGM Grand, and I'm like, oh, I'm not cold anymore, thank God.
Well, you're cold all the time. We've talked about this before.
I know. I am cold all the time. I know.
Can you get that checked?
I have.
And they just said...
I'm fine.
No, really, what'd they say?
They said I'm fine.
No, really, what'd they...
They said I'm fine. Does it drive you insane?
No.
Liar, you hesitated. Wow.
It's like you came up a while ago from recording your other podcast. You're like,
it's freezing in this basement.
Freezing.
It is. It is constantly cold in this basement. That's probably why the cats are fat. They're constantly eating to stay warm.
Well, I was doing the joke about being cold.
I know.
You heard that the other night?
Yes.
On the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets a pretty good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to thinking about it. I hope women don't take that wrong. That I'm making fun of them being cold all the time. Because they all seem to be cold, and all the guys laughed, and most of the women laughed, but I've seen a couple times where the guy's laughing and the woman is staring at me. Like there is a
we've heard
you're an
it.
Ass, I'm freezing.
We've know? Heard it our whole lives. Oh God, you're a woman, you're cold. I heard it from my father. I've heard it from every man I've ever dated. Like, we get it. You're cold. Why are you always cold? We're never cold. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Maybe because we've heard it.
Well, if you know you're going to be cold, why not dress warm all the time? Why not just...
I'm in sweats.
I know, but why not just, instead of going out in a little skirt or whatever, just put on muckluck and just be like, ooh.
That'll get us laid.
Well, you don't need to.
You definitely want to be seen with an Eskimo in the desert.
Well, these people go, at least she's warm and not bitching at him.
Wow. All right. I'll change the way I am. I'll throw away all my skirts and stuff because I'm always cold, so I never want to wear a skirt. And
now you're just being mean. Now
I'm
you're
taking
just
what
trying.
You suggested.
No,
I'm,
but I can hear it in your
voice.
It's the tone of voice you're using with. Well, I am on this side of the table. It's the tone of voice you're using with me. Look at me using the girl. Why do you talk to me like that? Why can't you just say, "Yeah, ha ha ha. We probably should dress warmer." But you're like, "Fine, I'll just throw on my crap."
Now I sound like a man.
Well, you're on this side of the table.
I thought you deserved a vacation from this side of the table. No?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Keep driving.
I'm driving. We're at 30 minutes.
Already?
Already.
We didn't talk about anything.
We did.
Did we?
We talked about Vegas and me being cold.
Again.
And
I hope people still listen. I hope if this doesn't play, people will still let us know that it wasn't there.
Yeah, how no one listens to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on Podbean or Spreaker.
But you get good numbers on iHeart.
I don't understand.
Maybe there was just something jacked up. Maybe something happened during the week.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That maybe something, a website hack.
Never know. It was freaking weird, though. I didn't like it.
It was weird. Did you just hear the dog yawn?
Yes. She wanted to get in the podcast.
I just heard her yawn. Wow.
She's so cute.
All right. Well, let's wrap this bad boy up.
You got to give an answer to Grasshopper.
Oh, yes, I do. To Bad Morning Show Trivia. Bad Morning Show. Stop singing. Okay. It's how many eyes do grasshoppers have?
One.
One eye?
Uh-huh.
They're not cyclops.
I don't know. How many?
Grasshoppers have... 5 eyes.
That's an odd number.
That's a very odd. Why 5? Is there like 4?
You gotta ask the big man.
One in the back. I should have Googled more.
You should have
more information. I just had the number of eyes.
We told you not to Google. Now Google.
Now Google.
Let us know why.
Now Google and find out why they only have 5 eyes, not 6, because 6 would be a rounder, more equal number, 3 on each side. But apparently, they just want to see better off of one side.
I bet there's one in the middle and 2 on each side.
I bet you're right. Google, let us know. You can send it to pinkbarb27@yahoo.com, or you can send it to me, McGrew@msn.com. And
if you want to go see him in Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, just go to Ticketmaster.com. Anywhere else, well, you're out of luck.
Brad Garrett's is in June.
And December. They're both listed on the Ticketmaster.
Both already, yeah. Well, this week... what is today? It will be
Oklahoma City.
It will be Oklahoma City, but I was trying to think of the date. It will be this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is
the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
10th, 11th, and 12th of April. We better just wrap this up.
Why? You not feeling good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm full. I got full and sleepy.
Blame it on the food. All right. Bye.
See ya.